Young voters in Iowa helped propel Senator Bernie Sanders to a close second-place finish in the Democratic presidential race. With a rally scheduled tonight at UNH, Sanders is looking for similar results here in New Hampshire. But as NHBR's Jason Moon tells us, the trick for Sanders will be to translate youthful excitement into actual votes.
Talk to college students in New Hampshire about the presidential primary, and you're likely to hear the name Bernie Sanders a lot. When both Sanders and Hillary Clinton debated last week on the campus of UNH, hundreds of students gathered outside beforehand. But as freshmen Victoria Franks and Gabriella Molinari pointed out, they were nearly all Sanders supporters.
I haven't really heard anyone talk about Hillary. It's mostly just talk about Bernie, honestly.
Even on social media.
Yeah, like no one talks, only Bernie.
Over at Dartmouth, student Austin Robinson couldn't disagree more with the Vermont senator. He's a member of the College Republicans there. But still, he says Sanders' presence on campus has been hard to miss.
His energy at Dartmouth is infectious. They've achieved a lot of what they want to do, which is by making Bernie Sanders the talk of the town on campus.
The excitement that the Sanders campaign is generating on New Hampshire campuses reflects his popularity among young voters in general. According to entrance polls from last week's Iowa caucuses, a whopping 84% of participants there under the age of 30 chose Sanders. That's about as lopsided a generation gap as you'll see in politics.
I'm hard-pressed to think of another election where we've seen a divide that is that stark.
Political scientist Chris Galdieri teaches at St. Anselm College.
Even in 2008, where Obama was the young person's candidate and Clinton was the older Democrat's candidate, the gap was nowhere near what it was like we saw in Iowa.
Lots of folks will be watching how that generational divide plays out Tuesday in New Hampshire. 8 years ago, young voters were a significant slice of Barack Obama's support here. Some of his strongest wins came in the state's big college towns, places like Hanover, Durham, and Plymouth. But it's important to remember that even with that big advantage among younger voters, Obama still lost New Hampshire to Clinton in 08. So if Sanders is to win New Hampshire in 16, he'll have to at least match Obama's numbers on college campuses and among young voters generally. But as Galdieri explains, that could be tough to pull off.
The biggest problem is that young people don't vote. And to the extent that if Sanders' support really is concentrated just among young voters, I think then the question is, how does he actually, you know, not just identify them, but make sure they actually really do turn out to vote?
New Hampshire State Director for the Sanders campaign, Julia Barnes, says they're doing just that. According to her, they have the strongest ground game of any candidate on New Hampshire's college campuses.
We're going to continue to make sure that we're making it as clear to New Hampshire students and young people what they need to do to vote in the state and making sure that they, you know where they're voting and that they know how to get there. And if they can't, we're going to try to help them.
Back in the crowd of Sanders supporters outside the debate at UNH, students Franks and Molinari say they'll definitely be voting on Tuesday. But they were less sure that their peers, who also support Sanders, would actually go through with it.
I think probably 50-50. It's just some people, like especially freshmen, don't know exactly how to like go about like registering to vote, but definitely 50-50, because I know they want to, but...
I know that two of my friends want to vote but have to register still.
Yeah.
Moments later, students in that same crowd began a chant.
Young people vote! Young people vote! Young people vote!
We'll find out just how many of them do and how that affects the fortunes of Bernie Sanders tomorrow. For NHBR News, I'm Jason Moon.